عقدتنا بدنا اياه ثقافتنا بدنا اياه كرامتنا بدنا اياه كل شيء لنا بدنا اياه ما رح نسكت لن نسمح لن ليك ليك لا بقلن يسرقوا شغلي مش الهم وخصن فيه هلدونا بلتبس لبس هالقر بكفي هنش طمعانين عالقدس قدس اعرفوا كيف تكونوا ببشر وغصبن عن أبوهم هاي حطتنا من هيك لبسنا الكوفي لأننا وطنية الكوفي كوفي عربي من هيك لبسنا الكوفي هويتنا الأساسية الكوفي كوفي عربي يلا علي الكوفي
Amidst our current political climate, sowing confusion throughout the land, we can still celebrate a revolution that's always kept the needs of the people first. On Saturday, July 27th, join the New York, New Jersey, Cuba Sea Coalition in a celebration of the 60th anniversary of the Cuban Revolution on the occasion of the Moncada Barracks attack 66 years ago, the event that launched the Cuban Revolution. Hear remarks by Gail Walker of IFCO and Bob Guild of Matasul Travel, and sway to the ancestral rhythms of Bamba Yo. Keynote address by a leading representative of the Cuban UN mission. That's Saturday, July 27th, 6 to 9 p.m. at 131 West 33rd Street in Manhattan. For more information, call 917-887-8710. That's 917-887-8710.
For more than 65 years, the Mighty Sparrow has been the unofficial ambassador of Caribbean culture, taking calypso music around the world. Join the award-winning Midnight Ravers on Friday, July 26, at the early start time of 10 p.m. for our four-hour marathon special, The Mighty Sparrow, Bird on the Wire. We'll celebrate the life and music of this iconic calypsonian and hear portions of an exclusive interview. So tell a friend, tune in, and show your financial support. Again, that's Friday, July 26 at 10 p.m. for the Midnight Ravers marathon special, The Mighty Sparrow, Bird on the Wire, only on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. Miss it and hate yourself.
The Midnight Ravers, where every show is a special.
You're listening to WBAI, New York, 99.5 FM. My name is Bill Samuels, founder of NYPeoplesConvention.org. WBAI is New York's leader in progressive talk. Whether the issue is prison reform, education reform, the legalization of marijuana, or women's rights, the people's issues are covered on these airways. So stay tuned for the best and leading-edge progressive ideas and analysis. And remember to support independent media financially.
You are tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio. We are WBAI in New York, and WBAI is non-corporate, non-commercial. We are listener-sponsored. We are right in the center of the FM dial at 99.5 FM, and we are streaming at WBAI.org. We don't get any contributions from any corporations. We don't have car dealers sponsoring us. We don't have banks. We don't have tech companies. We have you, our listeners. And we've been doing this for almost 60 years. WBAI was given to the Pacifica Foundation back in 1960. And we need to raise funds from you, our listeners. And we have a real treat for you today. What we do is we have listener gifts, which we bring on to try to entice you to become listener sponsors to WBAI. One of the gifts that we will be offering you is Gary Null's new cookbook. It's called Curing the Incurable, Healing Through Natural Foods. It's all about the benefits of a plant-based diet as opposed to one with meat and poultry. Benefits, according to medical professionals, that the benefits are enormous if you go to a plant-based diet. And I was particularly interested in this book because I love cookbooks. I just adore cookbooks. I like to see what people are doing with various ingredients. And Gary Null has put together all the facts and the reasons for switching over to a raw vegan and vegetarian diet wonderful, colorful recipes and factoids along with his recipes are in this book. And WBAI is offering this cookbook, Curing the Incurable, for $125. 516-620-3602. Again, that's 516-620-3602 for Curing the Incurable cookbook, $125. 516-620-3602. And Gary Noll, are you on the line with us?
Yes, and it's my pleasure to pitch with you today. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, it's wonderful, and congratulations on this book.
Let me give a little background on why this book is so different than the other cookbooks I've published. In fact, my last cookbook, from 4 years ago I did one, then 2 years ago I did one, then we had this one. 4 years ago, it was the number one premium on PBS stations around the country. And the reason why, when I asked the person who was evaluating, why is it so successful, is because it made a plant-based diet exciting and interesting and artistic. It wasn't just some healthy food put on a plate. Every single dish was plated as if it was a piece of artwork. And so when you look at a dish in a magazine like Epicure or Gourmet Magazine or one of the other popular magazines, people want to be more artistic. They want to see something served better. The ambiance of an environment is always important as well.
Yeah, can I just say, I was looking, we're going to get to some of the recipes because I just love some of these recipes. But one of them, rice threads with Thai pie, was it? Taipei?
Yes.
Rice threads. Anyway, it looked as if the recipe was floating in the air, the way that this photo was done of this recipe. It was just amazing.
We have over 219 delicious vegan and vegetarian and raw food recipes. They're not all raw, but there are some. It's a big book. It's 554 pages. Therefore, it's the most comprehensive cookbook. But I want to do something different, and this is what really makes this cookbook different. Yes, you're getting original recipes. You're also getting recipes you can prepare. I never complete a book or a documentary or an article before people in the audience have a chance to review it and then give me their feedback. Did you like it, not like it? If it's a documentary, do you feel I was objective and fair or not? And I take all this input seriously. And if I make a recipe that looks great and tastes great, but it's too complicated for people, they're not going to be able to use it. So what is the point? So I selected 100 people from my audience, and I gave them each two or three recipes, and I said, try these. And if I didn't get on a score of 1 to 10 in ease of preparation, a 10, I discarded the recipe. But if it was a 10, I kept it. So here's the key. No matter how intricate and beautiful, stunningly so in some cases, these recipes are, you can prepare them easily, including people who are not chefs, not cooks. Secondly, everybody has a sweet tooth, but we see the consequences when we go out there and have unhealthy sweets. We are a nation that is unfortunately obese, with the consequence of heart disease and early death and cancer and depression coming from that. So I wanted guilt-free desserts. So one of the most exciting parts of the book is where I took raw cacao, which is chocolate, and I showed you how to prepare everything from the most delicious chocolate pies and chocolate eclairs and every type of chocolate, but do so where you can use a natural sweetener that is not high in fructose, that does not raise your blood sugar level, that has low glycemic factors, meaning it keeps your blood sugar down. So even diabetics can enjoy these. I also considered most people don't have enough fiber in the diet. So every single recipe was getting them more fiber. My goal was between 30 and 50 grams of fiber a day, which is almost double the average American's fiber. That's why we have so many constipation problems and gastrointestinal inflammation problems. I also wanted this to be anti-inflammatory, meaning when a person has a dish, if they should have inflammation in their body, and most people do. In fact, almost everyone who has dementia, memory loss, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, ALS, heart disease, cancer, and diabetes, arthritis, and fibromyalgia, all of those have one thing in common, inflammation.
So talk about that. Talk about, well, first, let me just back up with you a little bit. The title of this book, Curing the Incurable. I mean, what kind of title is that? That must be.
I'm going to get to that. Let me just finish one thing. So every single recipe in this book is anti-inflammatory. Every single ingredient was selected for its nutritional powerhouse capacities, antioxidants, anti-inflammatory properties, to turn off pain in the body, to help cleanse the liver, cleanse the bloodstream, to help fortify the heart, fortify the brain with the nutrients. That's no easy hat trick to pull off, because most people, when they prepare a dish, I remember when I was a kid watching James Beard and Julia Child prepare food. That food, you know, I appreciated their personalities, but the foods were not healthy. And I had to prepare foods that are extremely healthy, not just healthy, not just tasty and original, but extremely health-promoting, disease-preventing, and disease-reversing. But I wanted something really extra, something I'd never seen in a cookbook anywhere. And it started 2 years ago, and it took all this time to get this, and that is, I wanted to find physicians, board-certified physicians, many even teaching physicians, meaning professors, who are non-controversial, who are highly respected, who published in peer-reviewed literature, but the majority of whom had conditions themselves that their own orthodox medical training could not reverse. However, on their own, using a plant-based diet, they were able to improve or reverse their conditions. Then, over a period of years, began to say, well, if I help myself with a medically incurable condition, maybe I can help my patients, and then did so to hundreds or thousands of their own patients. And I have a large number of doctors I went around America to interview. And I'll give you just one example, not just Dr. John McDougall, probably the most famous vegan doctor in America, who cured his own conditions and has cured thousands since, but something so extreme that it's remarkable. And the world hasn't heard about this yet. There's a Dr. Dean Ornish. Have you ever heard of him?
No, I haven't heard of him.
Dr. Ornish was the first cardiologist in world history to prove scientifically you could reverse the most advanced forms of heart disease using just three things: diet, a vegan diet, exercise, and stress management. I was there and the only person filming him when he originally did this almost 35 years ago in Manhattan. He then published that, which was a landmark study in both the British Medical Journal and The Lancet. He then repeated this again. Then he and I went on PBS nationally to debate some doctors on the power of a plant-based diet. They didn't believe it was possible. For example, today, in all these decades, we've been using balloon angioplasty and stents in our arteries. None of that is curative. It just saves some people's lives, but it doesn't reverse their blocked arteries. The worst of the worst is having a heart that is so damaged you have to have a heart transplant. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where they take your heart out and throw it away, and they put a donor's heart in there.
Let me just
tell
listeners,
donors' hearts are hard to come by.
Let me just tell listeners what we're talking about. This is listener-sponsored WBAI in New York. If you're just tuning in, Gary Null is on the air with me, Linda Perry, and we are discussing his new cookbook. And it's not just a cookbook, actually. There are many facts about what the benefits are of a plant-based diet. But the book is called Curing the Incurable, and we are offering it for $125, and you'll see as Gary's discussing this and talking about inflammatory disease and how animal and poultry diets contribute to inflammation. And in it, you'll also see that he's got over 200 recipes, wonderful, wonderful recipes. Gary's favorites are included in this. Gary's noodle soup. I was looking through it, Gary, and saw that you had many of your favorite recipes. Gary's croquettes with white asparagus and chestnut sauce. But one of the things that you talk about in this book is the differences in carbs, good and bad, fats, good and bad, what's good for the body and what's bad for the body. And what you are saying is that plant-based diets are what would not contribute to inflammation in the body. Is that correct?
That's correct. Not only does it not contribute to inflammation, but it actually turns off inflammation. I want to come back to that thought and tell you why that's important and how that speeds up the aging process. But a very important fact is, Dr. Dean Ornish, I went out to California, and he's Northern California, up around the Napa Valley area, and I hadn't heard from him, in 30 years. And here he had just finished reversing end-stage heart disease, where all 9 patients were going to have heart transplants. They were on waiting list. He intervened. He put them on this plant-based diet, and he reversed all of their heart disease. Not one of them had to have a heart transplant. No one knows that. I mean, that's even before the medical literature publishes that, and that's in the book, his whole story. Mm-hmm. The words and the protocols and the therapies from doctors who are reversing disease, curing the incurable diseases, cancer, heart disease. My own case histories in here of reversing advanced multiple sclerosis. By the way, I did that in a fundraiser for WBAI last year. And I'll just, in this case, is in here.
Wait, what did you do? Can you explain?
A woman had advanced multiple sclerosis, a very young woman. It was tragic. She was only 24 years old.
Wow.
And she could not walk even a half a block from her apartment to the subway. She would have to stop, and she'd have to take a six-hour break as she would fall over. She couldn't lift one leg in the air. She would fall over. She couldn't put one foot in front of the other. She'd fall over.
Mm-hmm.
Two weeks at a retreat. And at the last day of the retreat, and we filmed this, by the way, and she made a testimony for BAI on it, she was able to not only walk unaided without a cane or a walker, she was able to walk 27 miles nonstop, and she was walking so fast that had she been in the New York City Marathon, there'd have been 5,000 walkers or runners behind her when she finished. A whole group of people out there on the road to cheer her on. We had medical doctors and nurses along the way. She was just walking out and back only a half mile back. But I kept saying, are you okay? Do you want to rest? No, I feel great. Now, she was drinking a lot of juices. She was doing things she didn't do before. And that whole story of her, then another MS person heard her on there on BAI. She came, same thing happened to her.
Oh, wow.
And the guy with end-stage COPD who was going into a hospice care on a Monday, and his two brothers, 2 years apart, had died of COPD in hospice care. His father died of leukemia in hospice care. And his doctor said that he should go into hospice care. So he was ready to go into hospice care instead of going to hospice care on a Monday. He came to a retreat unannounced. We didn't know anything about him. 2 weeks later, he did 29 miles. His pulmonologist could find no blockages in his lungs. And today, he is COPD free.
And that's
year later after he's been back to the doctor, and uh-huh. He dropped 80,000 points in his white blood cell count. So some of my stories of the people I work with are in the cookbook, but I emphasize not myself. I only have a couple, but the doctors that you've never heard of, just regular board-certified physicians in different specialties, cardiology, immunology, gastroenterology, psychiatry, oncology, these doctors are reversing diseases that no one thought you could reverse, and yet they're doing it. They did it on themselves or their patients. Dean Ornish is one of the most famous, and he's in here with a phenomenal information. None of it complicated, none of it that you couldn't understand, all of it in lay language. So that's what makes this book, Curing the Incurable, so different, because no other cookbook can say, hey, we've got a group of some of the finest doctors in America reversing disease using these recipes, and here's our protocols. This one can say that. And by the way, you'll see on the front cover of the book, and no books are available anywhere else. You can't go to Barnes & Noble. You can't go into any bookstore. This is a limited printing. Only 500 books are printed. But it's already received 4 of the top cookbook awards in the world, including the international cookbook winner for best cookbook. So you're getting recipes that are gourmet and beautiful. You're getting recipes that have been proven to help other people. You're hearing the stories of the doctors, not controversial doctors. These doctors are not out there on television or radio anywhere. They're not selling anything. In fact, a lot of them, I had to really encourage them to tell their stories. They don't want to make an issue of themselves because it might run against what the medical industrial complex fears would be a loss of profits or people suddenly beginning to maybe realize there are other modalities of healing. And so they're in here. But then to your other point, and then I'll throw it back to you. Almost all diseases occur when the cell becomes inflamed chronically, and then what are called cytokines, these are chemicals that are actually there to help us, and they create swelling, and they that's where our pain comes from. But they should only be short-term. And when you have chronic pain, as many people do, they don't turn off, and then your cells begin to be denatured, and they die. Now, each day, Linda, we have, are you ready for this? We have 10,000 gene alterations per 24 hours for every cell in our body. That's about, let's say we have 75 trillion cells.
What does that mean, though? What does that mean, a gene alteration?
It means that every single day, the reason that you get older is because your cells are denatured. They're attacked by free radicals, and free radicals come from inflammation. Mm-hmm. So if you want to know the single greatest thing to cause your body to age prematurely, for you to get diseases of different types, it's inflammation. What causes inflammation? Hot dogs, hamburgers, pizzas, coffee, colas, alcohol in any amount, toxins in the work environment, stress, chemicals in our home environment, like formaldehyde outgassing from particle board in our shelving in our desks, formaldehyde in our carpets. The chemicals that we clean with, like chlorine bleaches, these create inflammatory cytokines. The inflammatory cytokines create free radicals. Free radicals hit the cell, alter the cell, and that alteration could end up either as cancer or in the brain. Amyloid plaques that cause dementia and Alzheimer's are in the spinal column. Demyelinization causing multiple sclerosis or in the joints, causing deterioration of the joints with rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis in the heart, in the valves of the heart, in the lining of the heart, the epithelium, causing atherosclerosis, blocking the artery, high blood pressure, in the pancreas, causing diabetes with insulin insensitivity. So virtually 90% of all diseases have inflammation as a crucial cause. So if you can turn off inflammation, you then don't have gene alterations per day. You might only have 2,000, which means you're going to live a lot longer, a lot healthier, and you won't have the pain and discomfort vital the older you get. And that's why one person following a healthy diet, another person following a common diet, boy, is there a difference as they begin to go through the aging process. So I wanted an anti-aging diet.
Right.
This is what this is.
Right,
curing
now,
the incurable is the ultimate anti-aging diet. I wanted a diet that turns off the pain, helps diabetics, helps people with heart disease, helps people with high blood pressure, helps people with cataracts and glaucoma, macular degeneration, helps people with memory loss and the hippocampus of the brain, which is very important for our thinking and memory and emotions, being adversely affected from the chemicals that we take in. I wanted something to help us be vitally healthy. That's what's in Curing the Incurable Cookbook.
516-620-3602 is the number to call. We have operators standing by ready to take your pledge to WBAI. 516-620-3602. A $125 pledge will give you this amazing, and I do mean amazing, book. And we'll get into some of the recipes in a moment with Gary Null, who's on the air right now, talking about this brand new book, which is only available to WBAI subscribers. We are listener-sponsored. We are non-commercial. We are listener-sponsored. We are non-commercial. We are trying to raise $175,000 for this pledge drive, which is the summer 2019 pledge drive for this radio station. If we can make this drive right away, if we can make the amount right away, we won't have a long summer drive. We can return to regular programming. We have new programming here on the station, which have been very positive about some of the new things that they have, the new programs they have been listening to. And we don't really want to do lots of fundraising. We want to be able to return to regular programming. But this is an amazing book. It's an amazing offer. 516-620-3602. We have a couple of people calling in. Can you join those listeners right now?
$125 for a copy of Curing the Incurable. That's 516-620-3602.
516 620-3602, or go to give to, if you're a person who uses, you know, does things online, go online to give to WBAI.org and pledge that way. Give to WBAI.org. And if you're into high tech, you can use your smartphone and text WBAI to 41444. That's $125 for Curing the Incurable, a book, a beautiful new cookbook by Gary Null. And WBAI is the only place you can get it right now. $125 for Curing the Incurable cookbook. $125 for Curing the Incurable cookbook, 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. And, you know, Gary, I want you to talk to our listeners a little bit about stress and about how stress creates inflammation, because, you know, many people watching what's going on in Washington get really stressed out, and then you've got your normal life, taking care of kids, doing this and doing that, and it's hard not to be stressed out sometimes, especially living in New York City. So talk about how that's a problem people are dealing with, but yet if the diet is changed, maybe that will lessen that those kinds of feelings of anxiety and stress.
I'll be happy to. And by the way, guess which country dominates the World Happiness Report year after year after year?
Japan?
No, Denmark.
Denmark, of course, Denmark.
And one of the reasons that Denmark is considered in the top three happiest countries of 155 countries survey, a distinction that the country has earned for seven consecutive years, and the United States, on the other hand, is ranked 18th. And we dropped down four spots from last report. And among the people in Denmark, guess who pays the highest taxes in the world of any country?
Who?
Denmark. And they have a word for this in their country, and it's spelled H-Y-G-G-E, pronounced huge. And it means literally a high quality of social interactions. And it can be used as a noun, as an adjective, or a verb, for example, is a verb to love oneself. And the events and places can also be loving, like being in a loving place or a like place. And it sometimes translates to cozy, intentional intimacy. So it means that you're safe, you're balanced, and you're harmonious, and you're sharing that experience with other people. So if you were to have a cup of tea with a friend in front of a fireplace, that would qualify as that special place. If you were having a picnic in the park, going for a walk, sitting in a museum, enjoying a film or a play with people, that's what it means. So when we look at happiness, one of the most important things that we can qualify is that happiness keeps us perpetually de-stressed. Whereas in the United States, we think that what we buy, what we own, is supposed to give us happiness. And, of course, it doesn't. And then we get stressed. And when we stress, we start eating bad foods. Mm-hmm. We call them comfort foods. And our comfort foods are generally very unhealthy. They are sugary. They are salty and crispy. And we don't stop ourselves because we intentionally turn off that part of our brain that allows satiety. Satiety means we've had enough, we're satiated. And so when you're angst-ridden, you're suffering from anxiety or depression, you can eat, but you don't know when to stop. And you could be full, and then an hour later, start eating again. And the food's still in your stomach. So one of the things that I emphasize is that we should be able to deal with stressors in more appropriate ways. We can't always eliminate stress. I mean, stressors are going to be a part of our life, but how we respond to them is important. And Curing the Incurable cookbook allows you to insights in how selection of food, going to a farmer's market, mm-hmm. and we have them all over the greater tri-state area, that's de-stressing. Being able to put your hands, you know, into some food, like picking up some apples and examining
lovely.
Food.
It's just lovely.
And you'll watch this.
Yeah.
You'll see people. Mm-hmm. You know, they're handling the food to see it. They'll smell the food. That's de-stressing, taking that food home and preparing it. And then finally being able to serve it to yourself or to your family or partners. That's important, too. taking your time eating it. Enjoy the food, and you're becoming what you're eating. So you know that something that it went from seed to salad, from the harvest to your plate, in a way that was not adulterated. It wasn't refined and purified and pasteurized and blanderized. It's something that's wholesome, and it reminds us of that slow food movement, which started in Europe, because in Western Europe, at least the Western Mediterranean, France, Greece, Italy, Spain, Portugal, they have slow food, slow meals. Anyone who's been there knows you can always point out the Americans in Europe. They're always the one to finish their meal in about 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And everyone else kind of look at them and say, slow it down. So slow movement started there. Well, I want people to get to slow eating, slow food preparation, slow conversation, enjoying the moment you're in. That's mindfulness. And mindful meditation has been repeatedly shown to lower our blood pressure, improve our digestion. And also, a lot of Americans, Linda, have poor digestion. So by understanding which foods, like ginger, can help with our digestion, and fennel, fresh fennel, put it into a salad. It tastes like licorice.
Oh,
tastes
fennel, like fennel is absolutely delicious. My family comes from Tunisia, and my grandmother always used to make me fennel salads, and I still do it to this day. It's just wonderful. And ginger, it's the greatest thing. It not only cleanses your palate, but it's delicious. You know, it's really a good thing. Can I just ask you a couple of questions? I mean,
sure.
These are maybe, you know, questions that everybody knows, but maybe not. What's the difference between a vegan and a vegetarian?
Okay, very good question. Thank you. A vegan is a person that chooses generally for three reasons. First, the vast majority of vegans in the United States believe in the sentient being, meaning your dog, your cat, your bird. But then it's not just something that you can respond to. Anyone who's ever had a dog knows that they'll never let you down their whole life. And the only time that you'll feel let down is when they pass to that other place, mm-hmm. and they're no longer there to share the beauty of their joy and with you. They're there 100%. And so they don't want to see any harm coming to animals. Now, I rescue animals. I've rescued over 3,000 animals. Everything from, oh, my goodness, every kind of zebra, and when a game preserve, which I'm glad went broke because they brought those hunters in to kill the animals. When they went broke, suddenly one day down in Texas, you know, several big truckloads of animals showed up, and they were emaciated. And my brother called me, and I was in New York, and this was down in Tioga, Texas. He said, well, we got another load. I said, well, put them in the pasture. Let's get them healthy, get them well. And it might take a year, 2 years, 3 years. Some monkeys took 7 years because they'd been abused, and to find them a permanent home, a loving home. And that's not easy either. But when you're around animals and you see the uniqueness of their being, what is called a sentient being, a spiritual being, how intelligent they are, what they'll do if you pay attention to let you know that they have a thinking process. In fact, are you familiar with the Gorilla Foundation's...
Yes.
Gorilla that they had, I think she was about 40 years old when she died just last year.
Mm-hmm.
What was her name? Coco?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, she would do sign language.
Yeah, Coco. Coco.org.
To communicate mm-hmm. with this woman. And when she was sad, she would tell you she was sad. When she was happy, she would show happiness. She had virtually all the human emotions. And I remember Robin Williams, it's probably up on YouTube, he went there, and he was just taken aback by her because of how warm and loving. Well, I've seen that in all animals.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen animals you would never think would be loving. So for a lot of young people, they don't want to see animals eaten.
Mm-hmm.
And when they find out where animals come from, where that veal parmesan comes from a veal calf kept in a little crate taken from his mother and deprived of milk so his meat gets anemic, that kind of whitish meat, and that's cruel. So ethical considerations, number one. Number two, environmental reasons. Approximately 30% or almost one-third of all of our global warming gases, both
from the
carbon
cows.
Dioxide, yeah, and methane. Cows, and methane is like 30 times more powerful contributing to global warming than carbon dioxide, comes from agriculture. Mm-hmm. Within agriculture, 18% comes from the 60 billion, with a B, billion animals that are on the earth that are raised for human slaughter and the human consumption. And all that methane, and it takes up all the water. To raise a potato, baked potato, organic baked potato, takes about 80 gallons of water. But to raise the amount of beef in a hamburger, just one hamburger, takes 3,400 gallons.
It takes it takes 80 gallons for one potato?
You can raise a potato from spud to full potato with 80 gallons of water, but it takes over 3,400 gallons for a quarter pound of meat.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So now imagine how much of our precious limited water supply is going to that. And then you got the carbon footprint. You got the methane gases. Mm-hmm. You have the destruction of the soil. You have genetically altered soybeans that are fed to the cattle. And you have the antibiotics and the growth-stimulating hormones. You've got all these problems when you have animals. And right now, it's just terrible. In Australia, they've had the hottest day in recorded history in Australia last week. And there was one place where they found all these dead horses, just all these horses dead because there was no water. Cattle are dying. Sheep are dying because there's no water. And there's not going to be any water in the future either. It's a non-sustainable environment. So being able to be buying things that are locally raised, so there's a very little carbon footprint, because it's better to have you go to a farmer's market where something was raised locally and versus buying something that's raised 5,000 miles away and had to be flown in or driven in, which raised the carbon footprint. So consciousness, that's number two. And number three is health. Mm-hmm. I have collected more than 1,000 studies showing you the health benefits of eating a plant-based diet. In fact, on my show today, I'm going to be reporting on the latest that a plant-based diet allows you to live a longer life and up to about 9 years, a healthy plant-based diet. Now, I looked at all the scientific literature in the world, and I looked at probably around 10,000 studies. And I have these studies. Every single study about meat and chicken and pork and fish shows that it shortens your lifespan or causes cancer of different types or causes other health problems. You have zero scientific studies in the peer-reviewed literature that eating a hamburger helps your heart or thins your blood.
I saw that in your book.
It's all bad.
Right. And in your book, you say, or you quote one physician who says that he saw benefits within 4 to 7 days after beginning a low-fat vegan diet. So basically, the difference between a vegan and a vegetarian is that vegans eat no animal products. Vegetarians don't eat animals, but they might eat products that come from dairy and eggs.
They would have eggs. There are about 7 different types of vegetarians, but if you just have one thing in common, a lot of vegetarians are making a transition. Mm-hmm. And from my perspective, however you need to get there, if you need just to go vegan one day a week for the first 2 months and to try, if you need to have vegan bacon in the morning, if you need to have vegan chips, whatever you need to get there is okay. It's a transition. You know, it's like weaning people away from something they've been addicted to something they're not used to. And what they were addicted to, they have a conditioned taste. And now you're going to be tasting things that are more natural. And a lot of people can't handle natural taste. School children were given natural strawberries versus a strawberry drink. Now, the strawberry drink had no strawberries in it. It was an artificial sweetener, artificial flavor, and they preferred their artificial drink over real strawberries.
Because of the sugar.
So we have to recondition ourselves. So I'm saying, fine, take your time and try a recipe. Try one a week. That doesn't impose a great suffering on anyone. And then as you see, wow, you know, this really tastes good. I didn't know that vegetarian cooking could be this good. Then you try a different one. And then you try something else. And I also try to take dishes that you're used to, like string beans and eggplant. And I'll show you different ways of of marinating the eggplant to give you kind of like a Chinese food taste, or because it's not just plain eggplant, or I might make it into an Italian taste, like an antipasta. Grill it gently and then baste it in rosemary and in olive oil, and add in some seasonings that on top, that like peppercorn, cracked peppercorn, and suddenly think, well, wow, this is good, but it tastes like something I've already had, stuffed tomatoes, etc. And then I get into very exotic things. The more adventurous you become, the more exciting the recipes become. For example, I'll take an orange, and I'll hollow out an orange, and I'll put it in a blender, and then that I'll put some raspberries, and then I'll put some fresh mint, and then I'll put some anise, and then I blend that, and then I blend it with some coconut and coconut milk, and then I stuff that back into the orange, and then I put some sprinkling of some macadamia, lightly roasted macadamia nuts that I'll drizzle a pure maple syrup sauce over the macadamia nuts, and I top that with that, and then I chill it. And when someone goes to buy into this, and you think, what am I eating? This is so darn good. Yeah, it is good. And I want the mouth to become alive. I want your taste buds to rejoice. I want you to think, wow, I got to have another bite. And I've tested all my recipes at our retreats, so I get the feedback. And when you see plates coming back, individually plated food served European style, one dish at a time, and there's nothing on the plate. And then we always make extra because someone's going to have some more. Of course you can have some more. Because this food doesn't make you fat. This food does not promote diabetes. This food helps clean the arteries. This food is loaded with antioxidants and phytonutrients, resveratrol, and the other quercetins that are good for your heart and good for your blood pressure and good for your cholesterol level. That's what this does. So when after 2 weeks you've had people, and this is real. I mean, I don't have one or two. I have 2,000 to 3,000 testimonials filmed and recorded. So it's not just a couple where people have improved to reverse diseases that they've been living with for decades, some terminal. In fact, and some of the people know this, some don't, because they heard the woman on the show, because she used to be on WBI, Eutrice Lead. Remember Eutrice?
She was before my time, but I've heard of her, yes.
She was on TalkBack for 22 years.
Yeah.
She had end-stage terminal cancer.
Mm-hmm.
She called me from the recovery room where they opened her upper chest and closed it up and said, nothing we can do, it's stage 4B cancer.
Whoa.
Plus other conditions. On a plant-based diet, over the next 4 months, she reversed all that. Lost over 100 pounds, no longer diabetic, no longer high blood pressure.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's really good
news. Now, that's more serious. That's
mm-hmm.
life-ending, and it took a little longer, but it still was done.
So, Gary, let's tell listeners, since we're running out of time here, let's just tell listeners where they can get this cookbook. Curing the Incurable, you can call 516-620-3602. You can call for $125. You can get a gift in the mail from WBAI for your pledge of $125. 516-620-3602. Curing the Incurable, Gary Nils' cookbook. It is full of wonderful recipes and also information about why a plant-based diet is so much healthier for you. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602 is the number to call. And Gary and I will go through a couple of these recipes in just a minute, but we need some more callers right now. 516-620-3602, or go, if you are online, go to givetowbai.org. This is the only place where you can get this cookbook, and I must say, I'm looking right now, you were mentioning the eggplant parmesan sesame, one of your recipes that you created, and in it, you'll see that Gary is, some of the ingredients are not the kind of ingredients you'll find in normal eggplant parmesan. You'll find here flaxseed meal, oregano, of course, and parsley, and garlic, and onion, like normal, and black pepper, but almond milk,
You wouldn't usually find that in eggplant parmesan or grated vegan parmesan cheese. What is grated vegan parmesan? How do you do that?
Well, it's very simple. It looks like and tastes like regular parmesan cheese. It also sharp cheddar cheese, a mozzarella, any common cheese that you would use in cooking, it solidifies, it sticks together because of casein. And that's what's used in mortar to hold, to strengthen a mortar, a brick, stone. And that plays havoc in your intestine. You do not want the dairy because it is so common of an allergen. The mucus in the nose in the morning, the stuffiness in the sinus cavities in the morning, and the pain in the joints, that's frequently from dairy. By the way, every recipe in here is gluten-free and dairy-free. But when you have a cheese substitute, and I commend the people who invented this stuff because this took years, because they had to get the mouthfeel. They had to get the consistency. They had to get the aftertaste, the taste itself, all right, and the look of it. So if you made yourself a cheese sandwich with some Ezekiel bread, which is a sprouted bread, which is gluten-free bread, you're going to have, let's say, a big, nice, sweet onion piece, which is sweet. You're going to have a nice beefsteak tomato slice. You're going to put some, you know, a bib lettuce on it, some mustard. And then you put a couple slices of that cheese, you're going to have a phenomenal sandwich. And yet there's no dairy. Now, if I were to make a pasta, and I made my rice pasta or quinoa pasta, which is really whole grain pasta, rich in fiber and B-complex and healthy in protein, and then where someone else would put their Parmesan cheese on top, I would put the Parmesan vegan cheese is made out of coconut, and coconut is one of the healthiest fats you can have in the body. It's antiviral, it's antibacterial, it's great for you, and it melts the same, and it tastes the same. So if people say, well, I've got to have my cheese, fine, we've got your cheese. I got to have my ice cream. I can't give up my ice cream. Fine, we've got soy ice cream, coconut ice cream, almond milk ice cream. So we have no dairy, and none of the processed sugars, and the best sugar to take is coconut sugar. The next would be date sugar. It's just pulverized dates. And so now they've got their ice cream, and they can't tell the difference. And so no matter what junk food you have, they're now vegan, vegan gluten-free pizzas. They're made with quinoa, and they look like, taste like, smell like a pizza, except it's actually healthy. So that's another thing I try to do in the cookbook. I try to take some of the most popular junk foods and make them into healthy foods. And I started this decades ago, 1975. Was the last year I was on WMCA radio. And Gloria Swanson, the co-founder of United Artists with Charlie Chaplin and Douglas Fairbanks Jr., Mary Pickford, and D.W. Griffith, they all founded that picture, and she did the star of Sunset Boulevard, if you remember. Well, she called me, and she said, Gary, she said, I listen to your show all the time. She said, would you be interested in helping me create a healthy program for the school in Harlem to show the city that you don't have to serve regular, you know, unhealthy food to children in school? You should be serving healthy food. She said, but I don't know how to do that. So we met, and we got together, and I showed her how to make any dish that they're used to eating. I don't care if it's meatloaf, or, you know, macaroni and cheese, I'll show you how to make something that has no meat in it, but it's healthy, but it looks and smells like that. So I specialized at that time in turning junk foods into healthy, really healing foods, and that's what we got in the first healthy school program in New York City's history. Way back in the early 70s, that happened.
That's quite an accomplishment.
So some of the recipes in here are going to be very familiar in the ingredients and in the taste, but the ones you would normally eat are unhealthy, cause inflammation, bad for your digestion, and a lot of Americans are constipated, or they have bloating, gas, distension. That's all from unhealthy food prep and unhealthy eating. So as you saw, if you go through the book, I show you a list. I actually list it. Here's what you need to stock your kitchen with. I don't care if you're single or married, young or old, have children or not. And if you have Fennica children, here's what you should feed them, and they'll like this stuff. And then here's the ingredients you should have. So everyone will know, here are the seasonings that you should put into a cabinet that will give different flavors and different tastes. And I explain that. And here's the foods that will alkalize slightly and therefore take away a lot of pain. We have a lot of acidosis. Local pain from drinking coffee is highly anabolic. Coffee creates a lot of pain. So I show you how to deneutralize that pain. In fact, you know what I'm going to do? And this will also be true for everyone who's called, but anyone in the last several minutes who calls, just as a gift from me to the station, I'm going to give, not only you're getting the first 25 people getting the book on arthritis free when you order from BAI and support the station, Curing the Incurable Cookbook today, the 550-page major book on healing disease and helping yourself do so with a healthy diet. But you mentioned early in the program, Linda, about we're a very stressed society.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give a $40 value premium called De-Stress Naturally as a gift. So now between the cookbook and this, you're getting more value in when you call than the cost of the book itself.
516-620-3602.
That's out of my pocket. The station doesn't have to pay a penny. You'll just tell me how many people ordered the book, and I'll put in a De-Stress Naturally, showing you no matter what your stress is from, here are all the ways you can de-stress. And I go through all the different de-stresses, ways of de-stressing, and I show you all the different stressors and what this stress does to our body. I interview the best experts. I go all over to show you doing all kinds of work. For example, something as simple as reflexology on your feet. And each pressure point on your feet will go to a different point in your body, and how that can turn off headaches, turns off high blood pressure, brings it down. The things you're not aware of, it's all in that award-winning film I did on De-Stress Naturally. It's an award-winning film, and you get it free. It's your gift for supporting this wonderful station that I've had the privilege of being on for now going 43 years.
And the station has had the privilege of being able to broadcast your program. Curing the Incurable Cookbook, Gary Knoll's book, 516-620-3602. We're asking you to pledge $125 to WBAI. WBAI and Gary are not really making any money on this. We are just offering this as a thank you gift to you for pledging to WBAI, and you won't be disappointed with this cookbook. You really won't. There's Gary's got his special recipes in here. Gary's croquet with white asparagus and chestnut sauce is really an interesting recipe where he uses ingredients that you won't be finding in restaurants, I guess, who make croquet. Sunflower seeds, almond butter, raw carrot pieces, celery pieces, yellow onion. And what else? You put things in a food processor, and then you stir them up. You stir in some kasha and millet and sprouts. Really beautiful pictures also are included in this cookbook. And as I said, I'm looking now at Gary's favorite casserole. It says here that it's one of his favorite dishes to share with people because of its flavor and nutritional benefit. 516-620-3602 is the number to call. We have about 3 minutes left. The last few callers can now call in to get a copy of Curing the Incurable Cookbook, and also what Gary said that he's throwing in because I mentioned stress. So 516-620-3602. We have about 3 minutes left. 516-620-3602. Thank you for calling. Thank you for becoming a listener sponsor.
And Linda, remember, every one of the recipes, the ingredients were selected to turn off inflammation, maximize antioxidants and healing nutrients, taste delicious. And if you look at page 434, you have saffron rice.
I was going to talk to you about that because I always used to make my daughter saffron rice. It just felt like the right thing to do. And you have information on it that it's anti-inflammatory. And what else do you say about saffron? I mean, everybody, you know, and the way that you said to saute the rice first, you know, with some onions, people do that. We all do that. But here you have a collection of recipes that maybe you've made for your family, but they're added to here with other ingredients that maybe you never even thought of, and different oils. Olive oil, it's really hard to cook with because it has, it burns quickly, but you have a very...
No, you have to use the best three oils to cook with, Linda, are in this order. Number one, mustard seed oil. Number two, macadamia oil. Number three, coconut oil, because they do not get denatured with low heat, but olive oil does. And so I show you the best oils to put on. I put olive oil on after I finish cooking, and then I drizzle it on. And also, I don't use spices at the beginning of a cooking. I use it at the end of it. Now, let's just say people are used to a nori roll. Japanese restaurants are famous nori rolls.
Right.
I show you on page 428 a natural raw vegetable nori roll. And this looks as nice, it's as tasty as any nori you've ever had. And yet it has the guacamole, it has the spices, and the raw onions, and the shredded cabbage, and the parsley, and the lemon juice, and the dill. So every one of those ingredients is meant to have an impact upon your body.
It also is, there's a beautiful photo of it, too, the way that it's laid out.
Well,
you know, your photographer.
We have 219 photographs. Yeah. It's a 554-page book. Mm-hmm. This should be in everyone's home because there's no reason that we should neglect our health.
So we have to go, Gary. I'm getting the signal here.
Okay.
I'm getting the signal. I could talk to you.
I want to thank everybody for listening, and thank you for supporting this station. We're just trying to give you a premium that is in alignment, healthy body, healthy mind. And then for all of the social activists out there, there's no reason you shouldn't be healthy and live a longer life so you can continue your social activity.
516-620-3602. And
the
thank you so much, Gary. And
relationships,
this is listener-sponsored WBAI
are open and strong,
New York.
And people are seeking those the strengthening of those ties, and we have a duty to take the steps that are necessary in order to strengthen them.
Ophia Wangaza is founding director of the Malcolm X Center for Self-Determination and member of the Black Alliance for Peace.
All of the countries that the United States has attacked have been people-centered, people-oriented, whether you're talking about Iraq without getting into the internal politics, or you're talking about Libya, or you're talking about Venezuela. It is a way to defeat the emergence of socialism and a people-centered economy.
This is listener-sponsored WBAI New York.
Did you know that when you apply for a job, your credit history may affect your chances of getting hired? And if you already have a job, your credit history can still be used against you. That's because a growing number of employers use credit reports to make hiring and firing decisions. This practice can have a discriminatory impact on people and communities of color and unfairly block many qualified people from employment. Help end this practice by speaking up. If you or someone you know has been turned down for a job or even fired from a job because of credit checks by an employer, please call NEDAP's Financial Justice Hotline at 212-925-4929. The New York City Financial Justice Hotline is open on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 12 to 2 p.m. Again, that number is 212-925-4929.
When there are opportunities, they need to be distributed to people who have been systematically sidelined.
Dr. Malveaux spoke at the Newark Town Hall on gentrification in April.
It is inexcusable for this wealth gap to exist as hard as black people work. And don't let anybody ever tell you that we don't work hard. We must look at the ways that we have to resist. We have black mayors who do not have the sensibility of a Ras Baraka. They never met a developer that they don't want to slow dance with, to our detriment. We have black city council people who take money under the table so that they can exploit our people. We cannot have that. Financial literacy is not public policy. We must be responsible stewards of that which we've been blessed with. We must save and invest. But if we saved and invested everything we got, we couldn't close the wealth gap. So understand that when people say, you say economic development, they say financial literacy, say no. Say we will be literate, but we also want our share. Reparations now.
Oh. This is listener-sponsored WBAI New York.
Filibustered and Unfiltered, the Mueller Report on WBAI on Sundays. The 24-hour live reading of the entire Mueller Report was recorded in June when American citizens of all ages, backgrounds, and political persuasions gathered at the ARC, a sprawling music and performance venue in Long Island City, to listen communally as locals and celebrities read the report.
By early to mid-2016, IRA operations included supporting the Trump campaign and disparaging candidate Hillary Clinton.
Tune in to what Breitbart called the single most boring and pointless way to waste your time. And event producer Jackson Gay said it's really just about our responsibility as American citizens to read this thing that we paid for and decide for yourself. Filibustered and Unfiltered, the Mueller Report, Sundays from 11 to 1 p.m. right here over listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio, WBAI, New York.
This year, let's go green. To save money in trees, the local station board election will use electronic ballots. Members in need of a paper ballot can leave a voicemail for the election supervisor at 510-854-9663 with their name, address, and telephone number. We are missing emails from many members. Please help by visiting elections.pacifica.org and filling out a ballot request form, including the email to which you would like us to send you your ballot. E-ballots will be issued to all members with a valid email on file. Members missing emails will be sent their voter ID and password hidden beneath a scratch-off on a postcard. Ballots go out to all eligible members August 15th, 2019. You are listening to 99.5 FM WBAI in New York, New York, and online at WBAI.org.
For more than 65 years, the Mighty Sparrow has been the unofficial ambassador of Caribbean culture, taking calypso music around the world. Join the award-winning Midnight Ravers on Friday, July 26, at the early start time of 10 p.m. for our four-hour marathon special, The Mighty Sparrow, Bird on the Wire. We'll celebrate the life and music of this iconic calypsonian and hear portions of an exclusive interview. So tell a friend, tune in, and show your financial support. Again, that's Friday, July 26th at 10 p.m. for the Midnight Ravers Marathon Special, The Mighty Sparrow, Bird on the Wire. Only on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. Miss it and hate yourself.
The Midnight Ravers, where every show is a special.
Hello. This is Mike Pinder, co-founder of the Moody Blues. You're listening to WBAI, New York.
Yeah, Lizette, keep that underneath us. Listen to that, just even that drum riff and that those vocals. Oh my goodness, I'm going to find out the name of that song, who sings it, because that is fantastic. Hello, everyone. How are you? I am Christine Blasdale, and I am so happy to be coming at you today with a really powerful program. That's why that music is so great to start the show off, because it is indicative of this hour, shall we say. I am joined in studio by a dear friend of the radio station, of Pacifica Radio in general, and here in Los Angeles, the wonderful Miss Julia Loggins. Hello, Julia.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. Great to be here.
Julia has, if you are not familiar, if you have missed some of the fun drives, or if you're brand new to Pacifica Radio, Julia Loggins is a, oh my goodness, she is a digestive health expert who has been doing this work and involved with the gut, so to speak, and our digestion and wellness and health and our colons and all that nutritional information for how many years?
35 years.
35 years. You started when you was a baby? Did you? Were you a little infant? You're crawling out of the crib going, digestive tract. Yes. It's how long? So that's a lot of time to be studying something that even medical doctors don't study.
Well, that's one of the things that's so exciting about talking to everybody today is that finally people are talking about the gut and gut health and how important it is, and that everything revolves, or even our mental health revolves around our gut health.
Yes.
And when I was first healing my own body and trying to save my own life as a kid and then moving into my work, nobody was talking about this kind of stuff. So this is so exciting. It's an incredible time.
And it's fantastic because we get to use the airwaves.
Yep.
Thanks to the donations of our listeners.
Yes.
That support this station. We get to actually talk about things that are really important that you're not going to hear on the mainstream media. Definitely not going to hear it on the mainstream media. You're not even going to hear this type of in-depth conversation on much public radio either, right?
Right. You're not.
This is it. Yep. This is it.
This is it.
So let's start from the beginning. Let's start with your own journey, if you don't mind. Start with your own journey about how you, well, this, because this is how you really got into this.
It is, saving my own life.
Saving your own life.
Yeah.
Tell the people about that.
So I was born with environmental sensitivities, which weren't understood in those days. And from the time I was a baby, I had asthma. I had life-threatening asthma. I didn't really know what it was like to go a day without needing an inhaler or something to get me through constant and life-threatening asthma attacks. My stomach always hurt. My mom said that my first words were, "My tummy hurts." Oh. And everything hurt all the time. My head hurt. My skin felt like there was glass going through my veins. I didn't understand that that's a symptom of toxicity and heavy metals and just poison in general. My tummy hurt all the time. I would go back and forth between constipation and diarrhea. And I didn't understand, you know, nobody knew about IBS or mm-hmm. colitis in those days, and that's what it was. I had allergies. I was just allergic to everything. I had rheumatoid arthritis because my inflammation was so high. My body was so inflamed. And these are all gut-related things. When I was 17, the doctors told my parents that they didn't think I would make it through the year.
Wow.
Yeah. So I had 3 near-death experiences. And the last near-death experience was in my doctor's office. And I remember having an allergic reaction, an anaphylactic reaction where I stopped breathing. I remember leaving my body, watching the paramedics and the fire department working on my body, seeing my mom, seeing the doctor just hysterical underneath me. And I began that float like you hear about, right?
Yes.
Floating through the tunnel. And what I had a sense of was such enormous relief because for the first time in my life, I was pain-free.
Wow.
Yeah. And I mean, that thought stuck in my head to this day, that experience of being out of that body that was always in pain.
So you were in paradise.
Yeah, it was. And I remember just going through and feeling light and warmth all around me and hearing a voice from somewhere mm-hmm. say, you have work to do. You will not be alone.
Oh, I just got chills.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you're going to be okay. And with a huge thud, I came back into my body, which was back in pain.
Thank you very much,
yeah.
Voice.
Yes, yes, yes. Where's that help now?
Oh.
And but I knew at that point that I would find a way. I would find a way to heal.
Yeah.
And that was my journey.
And that was your mission.
That was my mission, to heal myself and then to take everything that I learned and to share it with everyone that I could share it with, which is what I've been doing the last 35 years. And thanks to you, yeah. I get to do today
and
right
look at,
here.
And look at, and it's beaming out over the airwaves, 112,000 watts.
It's
all across
incredible.
The country, right?
Wow, it's incredible.
All across the country and in other countries, people are listening to
it's
us.
It's incredible because
well.
People are suffering so much everywhere.
Yes.
I see them in my office every day. People hurt just like I did. They don't know if there's any answers. They've been told maybe that it's in their head. They've been told by their doctors that there's nothing they can do, or maybe they've been given tons of drugs and medicines and they just feel worse and worse and worse. And I see them every day and I know how much suffering is out there. And it's so exciting to be able to share some things that are absolutely going to help people feel better. I know it's possible to heal because I did it.
Not only did you do it for yourself, but also all of your clients, I mean, your clients that you see regularly.
Yeah.
Julia has a clients. She has a thriving colon hydrotherapy clinic in Santa Barbara, in beautiful Santa Barbara. Mm. And so you do the colonics. And explain for people who are not familiar with what a colonic is, just so that they have an idea. Help people out. Tell them when somebody comes to you and they got the big belly, the bloated extended belly, they feel uncomfortable in their skin.
Yep.
Many times they're overweight.
No energy. Maybe depressed.
Yeah. What do you do for them there?
So one of the first things that we do is to start getting the colon clean.
Yeah.
And our colons, which is the last 6 feet of our large intestine.
There's 6 feet in there?
6 feet. And it can hold 50 pounds of waste.
What?
Yeah. Elvis Presley had like 40 pounds of waste in his colon. His actual cause of death was constipation.
Really?
Yes, really. There were causes.
It was those
peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Fried peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Yes. Oh. And John Wayne had like 50 pounds of waste. Our colons, it's incredible that they can swell to hold that much waste. And so a typical person that I see in my office will hold between 5 and 30 pounds of waste in their gut. So if you feel like you have a lot of toxicity and waste in your system, we do. We people living this modern life, because our bodies were not designed to assimilate or eliminate anything that isn't whole and fresh. So processed foods, things that junk food, fast food, our bodies just don't know how to even recognize what it is. And they see it as a toxin because it wasn't on the earth as we were evolving.
Correct.
And as we know, our bodies haven't mutated to dealing with an environment that has changed completely in the last 100 years.
So we have all of this toxic stuff.
Yes, sludge.
Good. It's FCC. I'm going to make sure I'm going to say it properly.
Yeah.
All this sludge, gunk stuff in our colons, and it is it's toxic, right?
Right, it's toxic.
Because it's putrefying. And,
yes,
and
it's putrefying, and it slows down our metabolism so that we can't lose weight. I mean, that's why.
Right, people, no matter what you do.
No matter what you do, you know those people and your friends, and maybe you have tried low calorie diets.
Oh, yeah. Don't eat nothing.
You eat nothing.
And then you have a cracker and you blow up to be, a circus tent.
Yeah, especially if it's a wheat cracker, right? Because that
evil
causes
wheat crackers.
Evil wheat, because that causes such inflammation in our body.
Because the wheat is the devil.
Kind of is.
Explain, and we'll come back, because we're all over the place, but this is so exciting to get this information out. When these wheat products, which are everywhere, when you go to the grocery store, everything is made out of wheat.
Yes.
Cereal, cookies, everything. And they put wheat in every single thing. Plus, just not to mention just the bread that's around. But this wheat, which is thing of gluten, right?
Well, the American wheat has 100 times more gluten than our grandparents' wheat.
Whoa.
So it's You know, for those of you out there who have kids and you've made glue with flour and water in a preschool or a kindergarten or something like that, so flour and water make a paste, the kind of paste that coats the inside of your intestines and doesn't let anything nutrition get in, and it doesn't let anything move out. So it causes things like leaky gut, which we hear that term.
Yes.
It causes horrible constipation. I have clients who tell me that they go to the bathroom on once a week, and their doctors tell them, oh, that's your normal.
Oh, no. That's not good.
That is not good.
Once a week.
Yes.
No.
And that makes us cranky and depressed and
toxic.
Feel horrible. Toxic. Yes. It's so toxic. So with a colonic, it's a process that very gently and safely allows water to go into the colon and the